Well, it's been a minute.
Absolutely.
Oh, your tag is out. Can I fix it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
On a shirt I've owned for a year. Yeah.
No, we're like a platonic old married couple now. Yeah. It's kind of insane. It's like, dude, can I, in that vein, I say something?
Totally.
To you and to Lucas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
Lucas Zelnick is doing the podcast
it was
like
on
tomorrow.
He's on it tomorrow. So
yeah.
Classic switch up.
But you would think that it wouldn't be a classic switch up because you have the person's name in the phone. This is the thing. May I air this laundry?
Yeah.
Kenyon doesn't save people's names in his phone.
Oh, ever?
No, he's looking at his phone like Severance, where it's kind of just mysterious numbers that he has to sort by vibe. This one's scary.
It's like my ex-girlfriend.
We're like, yeah.
You could never date multiple people at a time.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's keeps me loyal.
Yeah, actually, honestly, shout out to, I don't know if we're saying the girl's name.
Yeah, we say Sarah.
Shout out Sarah, dude. Yeah. You got him figured out. Because now it's a perfect system. You'd be like, who's 24910? You're like, I have no idea either.
That's why I don't save numbers. So if any girl texts me, I'm like, that's spam, obviously. I don't know who the hell that is.
I didn't pay a toll.
Oh, my God. I got that the other day. It was like, you have a North Carolina Easy Pass.
I also got
copy
that.
And paste this Chinese URL into your. And it was like, you know. Yeah. I forgot we had a cat for
That's
a second.
A cat begging to be part of. Yeah, we're getting evicted live on the pod.
Yeah. So persistent.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the podcast, and welcome Jordan Fisher.
What's up?
Well, we had a soundboard. Hey,
Jordan.
Thank you for being on.
Of course,
North Carolina OG man.
Yeah, made it out. You know, this is like y'all are like the last of the people to leave North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I just went back there. I don't know anybody.
No, literally.
It is weird when you go, and I'm like, I'm like, I know, like, Mello and, like, Mark Brady.
Yeah, other than that, like, other than the people that, like, have families that are never going to leave, like, any, like, younger crop of comics, I have no clue who they are.
Yeah.
And, like, y'all were the last ones to be like, okay, I'm going to actually do something with this. You know?
Dude, what happened to Caroline Smith? Does she still do stand-up?
I think she quit.
Damn. So she's really funny.
No, I think it's like, you either have a family or you called it a day.
Yeah,
we're both. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we want to let the cat in?
I mean, I don't mind the cat.
We can let the cat in. Just stop. Get surprise guest Mozzie on the pod. Very desperate.
Mozzie.
It's literally
hot takes.
Knocking like a landlord.
No, that Mozzie regularly scares me because it's a very hard strength that she knocks on the door.
I would say she's the closest thing we have to like an attendant super.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I noticed an issue. You're lonely. You have to come in. I gotta fix that real quick.
Yeah, could you fix me?
Yeah. And she comes in.
I can't fill the void inside you.
Really, you don't have like caulk or anything? That actually also gets filled with cock. So actually, that kind of
cock. Filling the void in your heart with cock.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you're not allergic, are you?
No,
oh,
I'm fine.
Cool.
I used to have a cat. I had two cats, but I never like you know by myself. It was always family cats.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, she's not ours. She's our roommate Tyler's.
Yeah,
she's just around.
Just somebody else's burden on you.
It's just an apartment. It's like a bodega cat, but it's an apartment.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you live, you know, with the whole multiple people thing. It's like every other person's responsibility becomes yours.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I've had my own fucking life.
Yeah. You're like, never mind. I got to water your plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this shit.
I mean, my fucking rabbits are in Kenyon's room. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
all good. But that's just almost like good vibes.
Yeah.
It's like bringing a good luck charm in here.
I mean, there's, you know, it's a spectrum of like plant to cat and rabbit is right in the middle.
Yeah.
No, they're great little guys.
100%.
Your rabbits are nice.
Yeah, they actually have they're pretty dog-like. They like run up to you and say hi, but they just got back from the vet, and so they're a little like shaken up.
Okay.
And so I leave them in there for a little while, let them be cozy, and then
they
run around. But yeah, they don't bite or anything. They're sweetie pies.
I used to have my roommate used to have a rabbit. It was kind of an asshole.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, it would just chew up everything.
They do. I did have to rabbit-proof my whole room.
He didn't like to be held or anything. He would kind of gnaw at you. It's like, you're a fucking rabbit, dude. I will put you in a pot.
It's like too much confidence. Like a Bushwick rabbit. Yeah. A Bushwick rabbit's like, I'm basically a Rottweiler. The way people treat, like, I could fuck up half the population of this town.
There was an old guy who used to live in this building. He moved, I think, but he would, every time I brought the rabbits down, he'd be like, I'm going to eat them. Just so you know.
That is a Jamaican man, and he means it.
Ready to go. They absolutely can't get out. Yeah. It would be over.
Wagwan, I will eat rabbit.
And I feel so bad for moving here without doing research. I was like, for sure. Yeah, that seems fair.
It's like an anti-gentrification offering.
that's like taxes, basically. Yeah.
We have to give away a rabbit, your firstborn rabbit newborn to the neighborhood.
Sorry, I brought in the legal dispensary.
Oh, man, whenever you see those signs, it's like, illegal cannabis was just seized from this business. Yeah. But they're allowed to remain open. So it's like, it's basically just a sign that's like, hey, you can buy weed here.
Right, yeah.
Like, you just advertise
that. Just so you know, you could. Yeah.
They shut down a lot of them, though, around
here. Did they really?
Yeah.
They have a lot of legal ones popping up.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, now they're like, the legal ones are cut. Like, dude, the side of my neighborhood that I'm on, we got the Starbucks. And I was like, okay. And then there is the legal dispensary and a Wonder. You know what the Wonders are?
What's a Wonder?
Mm. The Wonder is basically like, it's like a food court that's all behind a wall, you know? Like, you can't roam around
the
food court. Yeah, like, you just go up and you're, like, on a fucking iPad. You're like, oh, I want pizza and a cheesesteak and a smoothie.
It's so crazy because that's, like, the saddest thing I've ever heard, and they called it, like, Wonder. Yeah. That's the Rainbow Cafe. Right. It's where someone spits in your mouth and cries.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, I want a cheeseburger but no human interaction. Yeah. Just shove it right in my mouth.
The fact that it's, like, you're not interacting with humans is a problem for me.
Mm. I actually
why can't I see what they're doing?
Yeah.
Totally.
For their sake.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing to them that I can't see them?
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, it's cool that it's, like, all right, you got Marcus Samuelson's restaurant in here, and then Bobby Flay's. All that is, like, right shoved into an iPad, but also, like, fucking, can we stop with the automated shit? Like, totally. I want some human interact. I don't want, like, when I call something and something's fucked, I want to talk to a human that knows why it's fucked
immediately.
Yeah,
I like leveling with people too.
Yeah,
because you can't really do that with the Verizon. I can't go, listen, I just don't have
Like
an automated voice is not like, click three for I'm fucked,
right?
You know, I'm just like, but I could talk to, like, whoever, and they're like, I get you, and we could work. They feel the sadness on the phone, and they'll do the promise to pay. But, like, the automated voice just can't comprehend that I don't have, like, $170 right now.
I cannot hear human emotions.
Click three to be euthanized. That's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, pay the bill or we're going to send a drone to your house to kill you.
But the thing is, now when you go to the store, like, I had my modem was dead, like, the other week. And I walked over to the Verizon store in the neighborhood and went in there and I was like, hey, this modem's dead. Can I get a new one? And they're like, so you want a new? I was like, yeah, I want a new one. They're like, we can't even do that. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, you're going to have to call customer service. I said, you are customer service.
We're here.
This is why I'm here.
We're in the
to
thing.
Talk to you.
Oh, God.
I was like, you see.
It's like been so long they forgot they can even do that.
Literally, I was like, you see the one you have on display that looks exactly like the one I brought in? Go back there and get me that. So,
like,
I can leave.
But there's not a button.
Yeah,
I can
and
click.
They're just like, we can't because it has to be, you have to terminate your modem through the thing. And they give me a number to call in the store.
That's brutal. Insane.
Yeah, where I'm like, yo, like, why the fuck am I here then? What is your purpose? Like, now I feel like Elon Musk, where I'm like, you gotta
doge.
You gotta get out of here. Write down five things that you did today that didn't include pissing me the fuck off and prove why you should have this job.
But it's like they've lost their purpose. It's been so long, they, like, forgot how to talk to you. You know?
Yeah. Well, and sometimes you really are fucked. Like, sometimes they really are like, oh, it literally won't let me do this. It makes you go up through corporate and then back down. And it's like, I work for, like, Home Depot. And I was like, when you're in, like, a huge company like that, it's like they have all this shit that it's like, if you have anything that's, like, not, like, a totally cookie-cutter scenario, you're just, like, fucked.
Dude, it's so annoying because they're telling me to call a number. I'm like, you work here, so you should have a direct line.
You should be able to.
Like, yeah,
you
why
should be
they
able
just
to
call
talk to somebody
store?
And
like,
help
you're gonna
me
actually
right now.
Have to pick up a uniform.
Yeah.
Legit. Like, after you do the HR onboarding, you're going to be able to figure out this real quick.
He tried selling me a totally different modem and, like, a server where I'm like, I'm already with you. You don't have to get me to sign up for your product.
It's gotten so bad that now they talk like the automated thing. They're like, would you like to buy a new modem? No. would you like to be redirected? No, I want to talk to you.
Yeah. It was very infuriating. I ended up going to like three different fucking Verizons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they were just sending me around. They were like, oh, you need to go to this store over on Atlantic. And I was like, okay. They were like, that's the main one. And I walked in and I was like, hey, I need a modem. They're like, we don't do that here. We're just phones. You got to walk over here to the other store. And then literally the whole problem just happened to be the power cord was fucked.
That's so funny.
That's it. They were like,
would have taken 4 seconds for a person.
Yeah, they plugged it into the fucking table, and mine wasn't working. And they were like, I was like, go back there and get another power cord and see if that works. And they came.
You
back,
had to boom, suggest it too.
And we plugged it in, and I was like, there we go. Look at that.
Good Lord.
Goodbye. Goddamn. Is there anything?
Willy Wonka. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. Nothing.
Ugh. Dude, that happened to me with, if you go in that little trifecta of hell of the downtown Brooklyn Apple store and then the AT&T store. And, like, I had a thing where I had to get my SIM card changed. And they're like, so you're just going to walk up and, like, you know, and that whole Alamo Draft House, it's, like, weird fucking angles. And, like, you really need Apple Maps to do it. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're going to go to the AT&T store and then come back here. And then you might have to go back there one more time. And I was like, well, I don't have a phone right now. So I can't walk. So I'm, like, trying to memorize directions. I was like, I feel like a fucking pioneer.
Yeah.
Of, like, trying to, like...
I feel like that should happen to us like once or twice a month, though.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Just to
we need to like not have GPS for like a week, just to remember how to be a person.
Yeah. It's legitimately scary to me.
Yeah. Figure out how to get around. Look at the street signs.
I don't wanna.
You know,
I learned street names for neighbor. I'm like, you know, it's close to the thing we do.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be like, it's close to the stop or it's close to that place. Like, I just know landmarks.
I don't know many street names either, honestly. Yeah. Text this guy on my phone with no number and he'll tell you the street that I don't. No, but I do the same thing where it's like I couldn't give someone direction. Whenever someone's asked for directions, I'm like, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to take a left on the table and you're going to find your phone and you're going to use that to open Apple Maps and totally. Use that.
Yeah, I have no concept of anything. I'm just like, you just go over there. It's near that really good Caribbean place. You know what I'm talking about.
Wait, are you an Apple Maps or a Google Maps?
I'm Apple Maps.
I'm Google.
Which I get a lot of shit for Apple Maps. It's a nice UI. It's fast. And then I use City Mapper for the city.
Getting sophisticated too. Dropping the UI.
Damn.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm Google Maps all the way. Apple Maps always makes me feel so stupid. Like, I'll get lost somehow, even though a satellite's helping me. It's, like, pointing, like, I'm a little dot. We have, like, all the technology in the world being like, it's across the street. I'm like, where is it? And I just don't like being a
mess. We launched something into space to show you what's right the fuck in front of you.
Yeah. I'm straight Goog, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't use any maps?
No, I do. I'm Google. I'm your team.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
you're straight Goog is what
Goog.
You say. Yeah.
Okay. Googing it. All day.
My thing with Google Maps is like...
It's accurate.
It's so busy, though. It's like visually
it's
busy.
It's incredibly accurate. Everything, it's like the trains and everything. It's got the Gulf of America, so it's right.
There was one, I was like watching that update in real time. Like people were like, oh my God, it's changing. And I guess it was like refreshing. And there was a moment where it said Gulf of America, but then if you zoomed in, it still said Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Like when it rescales and you can zoom in and out. And I was like, whoa, right on the cusp. And now I think it's just.
Yeah.
And isn't it like different countries? Like some countries have that. And some countries don't. Like, depending on what country you're looking at a map in.
Yeah, I don't...
It's also the whole continent is America. I think people in the U.S. really forget that they're like, now we're going to call it America. I'm like, yeah, South America, Central America. Like, it is all America.
Yeah, you're like...
We fucking owned you by calling it America. It's like, they also call themselves America.
Still brown, bitch. Fuck off.
Like, it doesn't change
That's
anything.
That's, like, insane.
Yeah, they're like... People in Uruguay live in America, you moron. Like, you just can't.
But the
Trump's going to look at
But the people that want it to be Gulf of America aren't using that type of logic.
They're
just
too
like,
stupid to understand that they walked. Yeah. But it's like, that's not the own that you think it is. Like, if it was like Gulf of like Idaho or something, they'd be like, oh yeah, this is white and stupid now.
You actually made it more inclusive.
Yeah.
It was just the Gulf of Mexico. Now you've included
everyone
in America and all of South America.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Kind of like the ultimate DEI initiative.
Yeah, it's really what it is.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It's not that like a lot of people in other countries, people from Brazil are in America. Okay,
oh, now
she
you
wants
want
to
out,
leave.
Huh?
Oh, okay, princess.
She's like, I can't take this DEI shit.
Yeah, these libtards.
Used to be just me in here. Now we have to have fucking rabbits, too.
They're coming in, taking my spot. Hardworking cats can't even get shit. They're breeding in record numbers.
We're calling this the bed of cat, got it? Breeding is funny. Yeah, that shit is in fucking sane,
dude.
Every
day it's like a new mixture of terrifying slash the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
That's the thing is, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Yeah.
It's awful, but it's also like... it's like awful on accident. Like, it's like when people would like... You know in cartoons when people would like, you know, slip and fall on a banana peel and they just miss a piano or an anvil? It's like the opposite of that, where like instead of your clumsiness just barely working out, your clumsiness is like just barely pushing us into fascism.
Yeah.
By some like stumbling of like...
It's very much... Yeah, we're living in Real Housewives. Like, it's very bad.
Like, that's how they should do press conferences. Yeah. Is a cutaway confessional.
Yeah, confessional.
I didn't come here to make friends.
I just think that maybe we need to get rid of everybody.
Vote them all off the island.
I think immigrants are bad for this country, except for me, even though I am one. Yeah,
they really need to like fly in whoever like rejected him in high school. It's like Maury. It's like, and now we have the girl that like mocked him in front of him, and he just implodes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
dude.
I don't get like, I mean, it's a fucking disease, like being a billionaire. It's like
it
a,
really
it's like
is.
A,
a disease,
it's like a, I'm not even gonna say earned, but it's like a gained disease, dude. If I had $10 million, I'm not doing shit.
You would never hear from me.
You know who had a, because fucking Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, all these. Pieces
Jeff
of
Bezos.
Shit, Jeff Bezos and everything. They're just trying to get higher and higher, and then they insert themselves into politics. The person that had it right was fucking Tom from MySpace. He made MySpace dope. Mark Zuckerberg came in and said, I'm going to take that idea and make it exclusively for college kids and then make it popular and better. And MySpace dude was like, oh, you want to buy my company for $500 million? Cool. You'll never hear from me again. I'm not even gonna even gonna change my fucking profile photo.
Yeah,
is this the whole time?
That's great.
It's never
I'm gonna launch
from
Dane
this.
Cook's career,
you,
and I'm gonna fuck off.
You've never seen another photo of me.
That's so true.
Wow.
I have never seen him on a beach. I've never seen him training for UFC. I don't know shit about this man since his top eight. You know, ruined our fucking society like in high school. It only stayed in high school. That was it. That now all the other social media has ruined the world. But the top eight shit strictly stayed within your school, and you'd see like your friend change you from first to second. You go, what's going on there? Why is that?
That's so brutal.
What's happening?
What happened?
Social media used to be really people that you knew in your life, now it's much more of a public facing thing.
Yeah.
Imagine that, like you're like in middle school and you're like, my video got 40 million views on TikTok.
That would break
you're, like,
my brain.
You're famous. You're not popular. You're famous.
Because I just used to make dumb Facebook statuses like school sucks and like your eight friends would like them.
Think about how popular you were, like the popular person in school was if they like want to fight or something. You know, like you're the talk of the school for the week. Like, that motherfucker beat his ass. If you have a video go viral and it's funny, and then like you look and it's like, oh, The Rock liked my video. You're not gonna
you're
say
like a, you're
and
a small god.
They're like, you need to get your essay in, or else you're gonna fail. And you're like, suck my dick. Like The Rock liked my video of me lighting my pants on fire. Like, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's true. When teachers, like, they're always on their phones. Like, they're trying to make their... They're launching their career right now.
Yeah.
They don't need you at like all. They've just jumped over every single thing.
You're a teacher.
Yeah.
You make $40,000. I'm going to make that on YouTube in a week.
Yeah.
By unboxing toys. Like, why would I listen to you? And, like, we all see that this is fucked. Like, I'm going to work hard and get a degree. And owe these people money.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, fuck it, and cut education anyway.
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to work hard? And then, now I have to have this hustle culture. I have to grind. I have to have six fucking jobs. And, like, manipulate people into thinking that that's a successful life.
Totally.
You
shouldn't
have six jobs.
Yeah, that's the biggest L.
That's
I
the biggest
we're
L.
Working we're not even having one job.
We're
poor.
Do you think medieval peasants did that? They're like, hustle culture.
Dude,
working 14 hours a day and eating gruel.
Imagine if your white blood cells could talk and they were like, I'm working real hard. It's like, no, nigga, your body has AIDS. Like, it's like you're dying.
No, it's good because it actually it pushes me. It's called pushing yourself.
Right. I hate it here. This is so dumb. All this shit is stupid, bro. It's all fucked. I don't know what they're expecting us to do, really. I don't know what they're expecting the end game is.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you crash the economy, it's fucking over.
Yeah.
Because of all the white people that voted for you just because they were like, well, I'm poor, so that'll be the thing. It's like, well, then now, if you're not even going to give them that, they're going to hate you, too. Like, eventually, they're going to turn on him, too.
Yeah.
Right?
We need poor candidates.
Yeah.
Yes.
It needs to be just like regular-ass people running for office. It needs to be like, you make maybe, at most, like, $200,000 a year.
Yeah, like within the realm. Like, I actually interact with normal human beings.
Yeah.
Not just like fellow lizards. And they're like, that's actually a great idea to bring back like private. Like, the fact that there's a private prison stock that has been skyrocketing is insane. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. The slave stock. It's literally the
it's
slave
literally
stock.
What it is. Like, someone
and
is
Nancy
in a
Pelosi
meeting.
Gets bigger fake tits every time it goes up. Like, that's like how you can like count like a tree's age by its rings. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can tell how much they're secretly investing.
I heard fucking calcium cannons getting inflated every week.
Dude,
let's see him one time. Come on, Nancy. Pull him out one time.
Yeah, for America.
Like, for America, wouldn't that be great?
If you're going to fuck me, who fucks with their shirt on, you know?
Has there ever been, like, a politician, like a nude leak for politicians?
That's a great question.
I mean, but I feel like it's always, like, they send a dick pic or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's usually the
you start an OnlyFans for universal healthcare.
No, that's true. Like a what's his name? Wiener and all that
Wiener,
kind of stuff.
Wiener, for sure.
But, like,
yeah.
What did he do?
He like, sent a dick pic
to
some...
What did he do? What was his job?
Oh. Yeah.
He was the
dick guy.
Was he a governor?
No, I think he was, like, a senator. I don't know.
Yeah, because I need, like, a fucking White House official.
Well, Grimes threatened to post a video of her pegging Elon Musk.
Oh, that's great. That's hilarious.
She, like, very much hinted that it exists on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if for...
<Ooh. laughs> I feel like he can't even come good.
No, it's not good cum.
I feel like he's a quiet cum. Like, he mows
like,
up until
yeah,
he comes.
Like, he thinks, like, if you make noise, it's
gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just one single tear rolls down his eye. Like that Native American in that trash commercial.
You imagine if you got, like, the wrong package and it was Elon Musk's cum? Because he mails people his cum. That's how he gets all these kids. Christ. He's not even... You're like, what's this Amazon package? You're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah, the fact that
you
he
could tell
has,
it's like
14
green.
Kids.
Crazy. And they're all male.
Yeah.
He, like, chose it so they're all male, right?
I don't know.
Isn't
except
that
for
thing?
That one. Right?
The transition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Did they go male to female or
male
female
to female?
Male?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if they were female and they were like, I got to get on the team.
So toxic the family. Yeah, even the trans person's a little sexist. She's like, well, I got to be a man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking do this. I feel like a man. I'm a winner.
Yeah. No, he is. Wasn't Trump getting like mad at him for a while too? Like, there was all this stuff where he was like, Elon's being like a little clingy. And it was it really is Real Housewives.
Like, the bully in him, because he's such a dumb bully, on some level he's got to be like, nerd.
Like, it's kind of, you like, know what it's kind of giving?
Yeah.
It's kind of giving Shane Gillis Tony Hinchcliffe.
But also it's like, what are you doing here? You don't work here.
Yeah, you're not an elected official.
And
you
can't say
guy.
Like he's like the official or the leader or whatever, because like they're going to hold that against them in court when all this shit goes to shit. But, like, why are you here? Like, you're not nobody voted you in. Imagine if LeBron James was just next to Obama.
Like, people would literally
just all the fucking
LeBron
time.
LeBron James cut social security.
Yeah, and LeBron James
LeBron
was
James
like,
is like, we need
we
to really get rid of.
We don't need schools.
Yeah. People would literally burn stuff in the streets. If
like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, you can't just have, like, a posse. Like, you can't just, like, roll into the White House, like, with a crew.
It's so funny.
Little Wayne has cut
so
USA
funny.
To all countries. Like, they would be like, what the hell is
that? Like, Trump got elected out of a backlash of Obama being elected. Mm. You know, it was just white people being like, holy shit, we had a black person in office. We spent 8 years, like, being like, oh, not us.
Yeah.
You know? And then, so Trump gets elected, and out of fear of what a black leader would do to this country or what it would look like. And then Trump is doing all the shit that they think a black person would do to this country. Where it's like, oh yeah, I got a posse. I'm selling cars on the White House lawn. Like, he's got cars on the White House lawn, dude.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. No, Trump is for sure so like the most insane. Like, he is, again, I think that's why rich people hate him, because he's a really rich dude who is just very trashy.
That's what I don't get. Every time someone's like, he's a billionaire, but also he's broke. I'm like, so he has like $1 billion and like a negative $1 billion. Well, I don't understand what his finances
are.
You know what I mean?
It's like if your worst friend inherited $400 million.
Yeah.
And then when he had the car on the lawn and he was like, fucking Clipper, he's like, it's all computer.
Yeah, dude.
It's all computer.
He can't explain shit.
He has no idea what's ever going on.
I mean, it is all computer. Yeah. That is like that is like the lizard thought in your brain when you see a Tesla. You're like, it's all computer.
Well, the thing is, the people that voted for him or that like him, Trump is speaking exactly how pretty much anybody would speak, talking about a Tesla. Even us as intelligent
people,
it's
all computer.
I'd be like, yeah, it's fucking amazing. This is amazing. But he just has that voice, and he's dumb. He's like, it's computers, and it just goes. It's fast.
Computers and it goes.
Like that'd be me in a Tesla. Like, I don't know. It's just fast. It's cool. It's got a big screen. I sat in the car and said, wow, that's a big screen.
I just don't get how
the
they don't think it's gay.
He only has like a 50-word vocab, too. He's like, for sure, a guy who spent some time on Duolingo, and it's like, it's big. Wow, for sure, it's big. Huge. Big and huge. Like, there's not, you can tell it's like the
biblioteca. Yeah. But I don't get how they don't think it's gay. Like, they drive, like, tractors and shit. I mean,
that's the thing. With Elon trying to sell these cars, because his stock
is
really plummeting.
Well, it's because the people that buy it are like rich liberal people on the coast.
The people that buy it now don't want to support him.
Mm.
So you alienated that customer base. The people that like you don't give a fuck about electric cars.
They think that's gay and part of the hoax.
And then the people that could afford them, you fired them. What do you do? Now you're just left alone on your shitty little island with your cars. And what are you going to do?
Your rockets are
blowing up.
They're going to run America like a business. It's like they're bad at business.
He's failed at everything he's ever done. Which is why I think a lot of people relate to him.
It's like when you date a loser because it would make you feel bad about yourself to date someone that you actually like loved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like America dating him.
100%.
Is like, well, I feel pretty good about myself. I mean,
like,
we're both kind of
deserve
it.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
I read his Wikipedia page. I got like halfway through it. Trump's fully birth to death or birth to now. L's.
No, speak it into existence.
Exclusively L's.
Yeah. Bankrupt.
Like literally,
casino.
It's like it's insane.
His big business practice is just not paying people.
Yeah,
that's like his base, super smart art of the deal. It's like, you ever thought of just not paying people?
He's a college kid with a credit card, the first credit card, where you're just like, he's like, this is just free money. Like, there's like a $50,000 limit on it, and then once you max that out, you just go get another one, and you don't pay it. You have clothes from Express. It's like,
free
no, dude,
from Express
you
from
have
everyone,
to pay
absolutely.
For that. And you're like, what do you mean? It's credit. You just, it's there. And it's like, no, dude, that's how he got successful. And then people are like, you owe us all this money. He's like, what am I going to do?
I'm the president. How could I?
How could I? What you?
He kind of, that is the end version of that goal of like, if you're like, I'm going to get a credit card, I'm not going to pay it. I'm going to get another credit card, just not pay it. If you keep going long enough, you do have to become the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have
like,
to.
Like, he might be the first person to actually ride that scam all the way to like, they're never going to get you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I own the whole thing.
You're going to become the president and then go to Mars.
Yeah. He just he just abolishes Capital One.
Like, if they came back for the money. He's
he's like, nope, they're all
jailed.
That's
a terrorist attack. Trying to steal money from the
Guantanamo
president.
Guantanamo Bay, it's all Capital One employees being put in. Yeah, for sure.
Like, everything's a fucking terrorist attack now?
Yeah.
If you've ever cared about somebody else, you're a terrorist in America.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's Dude, that's so scary that they can just call it that.
Yeah, but these guys are they're pussies. That's what it is. It's like you get pissed at like liberals for having empathy and everything and be like, hey, you shouldn't do this to people, you shouldn't do that to people. And the people are like, what the fuck are you doing? You're like, hey, that's mean. Why would you do that to me? That you're evil. That's what it is, really. Mm-hmm. You're being evil to me and you're a terrorist. So they're doing this the same shit that they use this whole, you know, the woke argument, which is fucking annoying.
Yeah, did the woke mob ever send someone to a detention center?
Right, yeah.
I don't think the woke mob ever canceled someone's green card.
Right. Yeah, we didn't call it woke because we were keeping someone awake for 48 hours. That's not...
Yeah, but you're totally right. They are I had this other where I had this Uber driver that was like listening to Joe Rogan. And,
oh, God.
And he was just like, I was like, oh, do you like comedy? Just making a conversation. He's like, no, I don't like the comedy. I just like what he has to say.
Yikes.
Horrible. Damn. And then he starts asking me where I live. I said, New York. He's like, how's the crime over there? And I'm like, again, like, you're supposed to be like the tough, like, what the fuck? You guys, you
where was this?
At everything? Minneapolis.
But also, he's listening to Joe Rogan. One, this dude that's driving your car, I'm sure, hasn't been in New York in years.
Probably never. He was also extremely down bad.
Yeah.
He had a certain... He's like, did you read my bio? I was like, no, I never read the Lyft bio.
But also...
I was like, what are you, an IMDb credit? No, I didn't read your bio.
But also, Joe Rogan doesn't come to fucking New York.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sure he's hearing he's on getting Joe all Rogan that from the like, crime is so bad.
Yeah.
And he's getting that from videos on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Dude, but it does... I will say, I just fuck with your head a little bit today. I was on the subway and I was like closing my eyes for a second and I had my purse like here and this guy who was having a tough go of it came up and he was like, hey, and I was like, what? And he's like, don't sleep, someone will steal your purse. And I was like, oh, gotcha, that would be bad if somebody did that. Yeah, and he was like, somebody's gonna steal it, someone's gonna take that. And just, and then he reached into his like sweatpants all the way down to his boot and I saw him fiddle with something and I was like, whoa, like I thought he was going for like a knife or a gun.
Yeah.
And then he just pulled all the way from like inside his boot, I don't even know how it's possible, pulled out a soda can and was like, really, don't fall asleep, someone will take that, and then left. And I was fully like, I thought I was like about to die.
What a great commercial for Coke.
Yeah. Bringing people together. Yeah. Remember when we used to watch out for one another?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm about to get shot in the face. He's like, oh, it's just my soda boot. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about?
My soda boot.
Yeah. What the fuck are you saying right now? Yeah, someone will steal that. Anyway, look alert. He's like a guardian angel.
Wow.
He disappears when you don't need him.
People talk about crime in New York. It's like, it's mostly just that. You think you're going to die, and then it was totally fine.
It's the main crime that you see in New York is just the failure of the system to take care of mentally ill people.
Yeah.
Because it's
truly
just like,
it really
you just
is
see crazy people.
The way that people look at someone who's having like an insane mental health crisis, it's literally obviously gone on for like years, and they'll be like, this is really fucking up my day.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, that's a guy having a day.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't think he's having like a great day.
That's really fucking up his life.
Yeah, this is ruining my, you know, commute where we were talking about the new mimosas at our favorite restaurant or whatever.
Yeah. But I will say, men and women live in two totally different New Yorks.
That's very true.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, because the amount of stories I hear from women, I'm like, wow, I'd never have that happen to me.
Like,
it's like, I almost know what it's like to feel like a white person like in America. When I listen to women in New York,
you're
I'm just
like, whoa, yeah, that's a whole, like, well, that's tough.
They're really bad out there. You guys go through that? They don't go through that, you know.
Well, that was a long time.
Someone should do something about that.
Yeah.
Not me, but.
Somebody slap their dick on your forehead? That doesn't happen. Nobody's ever slapped their dick on my forehead. Like, but it still happens.
That can't be true. That's illegal.
Yeah.
That is true. Like, my worst case scenario is like, oh, what if someone beats me up?
Yeah.
But that's
even a robbery, you're like, what if someone rapes me and they steal my wallet? You know what I mean?
It's always kind of
a BOGO deal.
Yeah. It's never even crossed my mind. They're trying to get on this sweet ass.
Yeah.
If somebody just stole my wallet, I'd be like, whew, thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey,
that guy was really nice.
Yeah.
He only needed $25.
I would have paid you $25 to not fuck me in the ass,
right,
so that's actually perfect.
Well, New York's so expensive. If I got raped, one of my first thoughts was like, I knew that $80 haircut was worth it. I knew I was looking good out there. Absolutely.
There's a fishbowl of condoms in my barbers like in my barbershop. Like they have
that
like
is a, such
yeah,
a flex.
Like, you're gonna look like, so good after this.
Such take confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like,
confidence.
Buddy, they're gonna be absolutely. Dude. You're gonna be drowning in it. It's
that's so terrible. Funny.
Oh, you gonna need this, bro.
That's awesome.
I've never seen somebody get up from the chair and go to the bowl.
It'd be a bold move.
Yeah.
It'd be like that. Damn, that was good.
Make a show out of it. Be like,
yeah, I got it.
This right here, boys. Going down tonight.
That's so funny. But imagine pulling out a condom and it has like your barber's name on it.
Yeah. It rolls out his phone number and it's like. My condom has a fade.
It comes with a little like yeah. the forward yeah. cape thing. Yeah.
It's got like a Louis Vuitton print on it.
You said the condom has a fade?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's really thin at the end. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to put this condom on three people real quick. Yeah. It's my turn. Yeah. So.
I well, here's something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going blonde on Thursday.
What? Whoa. Oh, fuck.
We're going to try it out.
Yeah, you're scared? You're scared about the way America's going? Trying to join the winning team? Huh?
Smooth move,
yeah,
Matty
smooth.
Wiener.
Wow. Going blonde and suddenly being really into the Lord?
Right.
I'm going it's, Christian.
It's yeah, pronounced yeah. Weiner, and I'm blonde, and I have no idea what anyone's yeah. talking about.
Yeah. selling Mary Kay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So I have a what's it called? The Stanleys?
Yeah.
Stanley
oh
Cup.
God.
Absolutely getting real mean.
Oh man. This
I
is
don't
about to be something.
Imported from this apartment. I have no idea what's
gonna be looking out a lot of windows, minding other people's business real soon.
Oh yeah, maybe I don't.
It's funny 'cause you went pink before, like I'm going full weird, and then blonde is more like normal. You're going max normal.
I don't know. I just it feels like a fun summer
okay
thing.
Yeah. Let me ask what and I'm not against this. I'm not against yeah. this move. What sparked it
was
because usually you know with women there's something. It's like something broke. there was a final
new,
straw where you're like, you know
true.
What.
That's kind of true for men too, though. When you see someone actively start wearing,
I was gonna
like,
say we go to the gym.
We
go to the gym.
Like when yeah. go right into the workouts, like someone broke you.
Yeah,
someone said something real.
Yeah,
mean.
We go to the gym.
Someone grabbed my stomach yeah. at a show I recently did, and I'm like, I'm doing a whole. Yeah.
Grabbed your stomach?
Yeah. Well, like after the show, like someone it was someone's birthday and they had a cake and they offered me a cake. I said I'm good on the cake. And this frat boy grabbed my stomach and was like, you like cake. And I was like,
and oh, fuck off.
Oh, and it was really annoying. It was like a heckler who I shut down. So I feel like he was like a little hurt. So he's like, I'm going to call you fat. But ever God. Since then, I'm like, I'm running every fucking day. I'm just like, like she's sugar. I'm spitting it out. Like,
oh, that's horrible.
Get that
dude.
Away from me. Yeah. So, yeah, they'll fucking see.
But look how motivated you
yeah,
are right now.
I'm coming back with an 8-pack.
It
performing
sucks that it works.
With men.
I know.
Yeah.
Guy, people are like, don't change for a guy. And yeah. I'm like, that's the only way I've ever gotten in shape.
Right, yeah.
Like, that literally will lower your cholesterol. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Yeah, if I was never judged, I'd never be here.
That's right.
Planet Fitness. I don't need you to love me. All right?
we're in a career of judgment. Like
literally.
We all started this because we felt judged in some way.
Totally.
Yeah.
And now I just like judging other people
yes.
all the time.
Exactly.
But yeah, who broke you? Why you want to be blonde? Well, who made you sad
who
enough
did,
to
who
change
didn't answer
who you
that
are?
Text?
Yeah.
No, I like I where it used to be like red and pink,
yeah.
it faded and it looked a little blonder, and I was like, ooh, I actually kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, maybe we just go the whole. You know what did actually partially do it?
Yeah.
This made me insecure. Sure. Not insecure, but I was like getting my hair done one time, and they were like, "Do you bleach your eyebrows?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "No." And they're like, oh, your eyebrows are, like, really light. And I was like, my eyebrows are, like, lighter than my hair. And I was like, maybe we go hair lighter to go.
I think they look
I
about
like
the
they
same
exactly
color.
The same.
Being
I think
a woman
fucking
might
they're
with fucking with you. I think
yeah.
they're like, oh, I think we need to dye your hair, too,
yeah.
and get another $150.
Yeah. No, I'm dyeing my hair blonde because they told me I had an easy pass I needed to pay in North Carolina. And they said if I did this and I could give them the gift card,
right,
that
yeah.
would
work. Right. Yeah, the long con. All right. I'm here for it. How blonde are we going?
I think you're gonna look kind of Dutch.
Yeah,
you're gonna look like you have wooden clogs. And yeah, you're like back to the yellow book.
Yeah,
road.
It's not gonna be like lacrosse player blonde. It's gonna be like Anya Taylor Joy when she plays like a corpse in a movie. You know what I mean?
I have to deliver this to the Seventh King who loved tulips or whatever.
You know what it is, really?
Yeah.
And this is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But I think I had a thing. I was like, I can go like do like purple or blue or whatever. Like, that's not that crazy to me, because I'm like, it's weird. And I'm like, yeah, weird works. But blonde is like, oh, it's like a pretty, not that blonde is pretty, but like any like natural hair color, I'm like, oh, you're like trying to look pretty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, well, then I'd look stupid. People would be like, that's stupid. Why do you, it's like trying to do a backflip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to do it just to prove to myself
that
I can do it.
Yeah.
I'm for this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Thank you for your support, gentlemen.
Yeah. That'd be great. I'm all for it. Yeah.
What's the craziest hair decision you've ever made?
You know, I think anytime I went super, honestly, so that, like, I've stopped going to Dominican barbershops because they don't listen. And they
kind of
don't. Hate curly hair. They hate curly hair.
I go to a Dominican barber, but they kind of don't listen. And
they put their vision on your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always whatever Raphael wants.
Right.
It's not what I want.
Where do you go?
I go to this Trinidadian guy, Vernon, his hair, which is, it's a great place. I love him.
Yeah.
And
I love you, Vernon.
Vernon's the man, dude. We get along, absolutely. He feels it. But I also feel like they, because they would just, like, nuke my hair. They'd be like, no. You don't want that.
You're coming back pretty short sometimes. It didn't look bad, but I remember you being like, it's pretty short, isn't it?
I was like, it's pretty short. I felt defeated. I felt like they took away my power.
They shave a dog and you're like, oh, he looks cold.
That's exactly what I felt like. So I just would look like this fucking cue ball. And like, also, you got to have a real slim face if you're getting the ball.
Short hair if I was skinny in a heartbeat, dude.
Yeah.
That shit is cute. But it's like, when it's suctioned onto your face, you're like,
yeah, you can't.
You're like, this is my face.
Yeah.
It's like someone gave a cue ball a face.
Right,
I don't love, yeah. So that was anytime short hair, I didn't like that. What about you?
I've never gone with any. See, I didn't start like growing my hair out until like 2016, 17 or something like that. Like, I always had like just a 1.5 all over. I would literally sit down and be like, cut my fucking hair. Like, that's it. Like, I had that for the long, no fade,
nothing.
It was just swagless head.
Yeah.
It was just
swagless head.
So, like, it wasn't until
the name of your first special,
right? Yeah, yeah,
head.
It wasn't until like living in New York for a little bit and being around like other, like, you know, comics and style and shit that I was like, okay, I need to like figure this out.
You
that
get
really
away
does
with that in North Carolina. North Carolina having no style.
Ain't nobody got no
stuff.
Fucking style in North Carolina. Yeah.
Yes, that is why I was down there wearing Hawaiian t-shirts and big like Woody Allen glasses.
No one's looking at
and
you.
And being like, this is fine.
Yeah. Right.
And here now I'm like, oh, I'm fucking on Ozempic. I'm dyeing my hair blonde.
Right, yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
this place will break your fucking brain.
What do you think? Yeah, I'm going once a week. I'm addicted to the fade.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
I forget how often guys have to get their hair cut.
That's the thing. Like, women will talk about, I spent $500 on my fucking hair. It's like, yeah, so did I.
And installments.
I did it over, like, you get it every 6 months. I'm doing it every week. It equals out.
Yeah, totally.
That is a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like,
get any sort of, because then it's like, it is noticeable when if you just stop.
Yeah, dude. Once it hits
like
10 days.
Two different New Yorks.
No, it's because if you get it
every week,
if you get it lined up, it starts growing in.
Yeah. After like 10 days, it's like, all right, fuck, I'm starting to look raggedy.
They can actually see like when I lost my job.
Yeah.
They can be like, oh, Kenyon's fucking down bad,
dude. Yeah.
He didn't sell any tickets in Des Moines.
Right,
and now he's running around.
Legit.
It's like, Kenyon, there's a star in the back of your head that's growing in.
Yeah.
Like the ruins of a civilization.
Once every week or two, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Two is like, I used to be a two guy, but then once you get on the one, you're like, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a payday haircut. Like,
right.
It's like money.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
and it depends. You know? Like, some people, it's like, all right, like, you know, Dominican barbershop, $30, so 35 after it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Other places be like, no, it's 60. It depends on what your barber is.
Damn.
So it's like, all right, yeah, like I could be paying $200 a month or whatever. Just to look fresh.
Just to stay. Just to be in the ranks.
Yeah.
But it does kind of equal out. Because, like, I go to some girls in Bushwick who are, like, really good. And it's, like, a few hundred for a full, if you have long hair, for, like, a full haircut. But then, I go, like, once a year maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I feel like you're going to look like the Midsommar girl.
Like
Midsommar.
Oh,
like
Florence Pugh.
Yeah, that one girl that they put all the flowers on her.
Florence
head
Pugh.
She's like sacrificed at the end.
No, don't tell me.
I think that's.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no way, really?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But no, yeah. I figure that's the whole point. I've seen the meme of her with the flowers on her hair.
Yeah,
like,
I think
that's
Maddie with blonde hair to me. Yeah. It's like a bunch of like Norwegian.
That's actually not
villagers.
Even entirely what happened. It's actually, you haven't been fully spoiled.
I
because
still need to watch it.
We'll debrief afterwards.
Yeah.
But it becomes more complicated than
totally.
That. In the,
yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Florence Pugh is, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I like some Florence Pugh.
Yeah, hats
but she's
off.
She's like a sweetie pie.
Yeah, she's really cute. Her little frown.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do it.
Yeah. She gets all upset. Yeah. No, I like her.
She's so cute when she gets upset.
Yeah.
You look like you say
that
to a phone.
I am not
a
bad person, though. Jesus, dude. When somebody's upset, I'm like, oh, no. Like, I'm like, fuck. I freak out.
Yeah, when people are in relationships and they're like, we fought, I'm like, I understand conflict is necessary.
Yeah.
But I've never been in a relationship where we've, like, yelled at each other.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy to me. But I guess I also grew up where it's, like, my parents wouldn't yell at me. Like, to me, if someone's yelling at me, I'd be like, something has gone horribly wrong. Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, that's just part of life.
No.
That's just how
you
human
have deaf parents. You
well,
have
my
to
dad,
yell
my
at
dad
them.
Could hear. But he was, like, also, like... So, yeah, a lot of yelling going on.
No.
Latino people, they yell a lot. There's a lot of emotions, so I don't feel like it's that toxic. First
no, it is.
I will say it's different if people are arguing and it's in good spirits. Like, I've been in, like, dinner conversations with family where we're, like, yelling and talking over me, like, no, that doesn't make any sense because it would have to be this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's fine. But someone being like, I'm mad at you and I'm yelling
your mom's never been like, this place is too dirty and just got mad.
No, I mean, I've been yelled at when it was like a really serious fight,
but I feel like
just casually as a way of interacting.
The wasp thing, it's like, this is a big deal, so I'm going to show emotion. It's like any emotion is like the fire extinguisher, like break in case of like the craziest
that's so
thing.
Funny.
Like,
but it is.
People are just sort of loud and expressive.
No, and it's true. The Jewish side of my family is much more like loud, expressive, debating,
yeah,
talking
every
over each other.
Every enthusiasm episode, someone's about to be like, head
hilarious.
Is about to explode over like
a
parking
receipt.
Issue.
Yeah. But it's like, it's in fun. It's not like if a partner to me was like, hey, why didn't you like, weren't you going to do this thing? I would be like, slow your fucking roll, dude. Like, that is one thing where I'd be like, that freaks me out. But I don't know.
Yeah.
If someone's yelling at me mad, that's, like, crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, we're yelling all the time.
Yeah.
But we're having a good time.
Yeah, we're not
mad at the world.
I'm very... anger being yelled at to me, I'm not, like, scared about. That's actually pretty used to that sort of environment. Also, shitty jobs. Parents, disappointed girlfriend. I'm very used to the tone of like, what the fuck is your problem? Why are you here? You know what I mean? That's a very, arguably someone being nice to me and asking me about my day is a weirder experience.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, this is a real split on the pod.
That's crazy. Yo, how long you been with this girl?
Listen, like 4 or 5 months.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
We were all in Houston together.
Yeah, we had a good time.
She's
a New Yorker, though, so she does have a fierce intensity.
Like, oh, born and raised?
From Long Island, but she's lived here for like 20 years.
Okay.
So. But she never yelled at me, but she's yelling at life for sure.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I actually couldn't ever love someone who wasn't
like,
hey, what the fuck is going on?
Like,
yeah.
About which I prefer that over like, you know. Just like someone who just keeps it all in.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, what the fuck should you
do? But sometimes there's people you think are keeping it all in, and then you really dig, and you're like, you're not hiding anything. This is just all you got.
Yeah.
Which is, God, isn't that anticlimactic?
It's so weird.
Can't be. But I don't know. I'm pretty calm.
Yeah.
But
I'll
freak out
over
little
out,
things.
Though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You seem like grounded. You seem like you figured all this
I'm
stuff
out. I'm pretty
by.
Grounded. There's other things. I mean, I still have my hang-ups.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm. But I'm not a fucking mess.
No.
I've never been one of those mess comedians.
No.
Like, you know?
You've always been together.
Where it's like, isn't it funny how falling apart I am?
Yeah, I'm like, get your fucking shit together.
I used to
like,
think that was
cute.
Cool, and then you realize it's not sustainable. I'm like, oh, that would, like, make me so depressed. Because, like, a lot of my act right now is like, oh, I'm trying to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, a lot of, like, jokes on me, which is, like, fine. That's, like, a part of life I've been in. But I was like, oh, if I was doing that for the next 50 years, and if I was keeping my life a mess so that I could...
Yeah.
That's, like, so depressing.
Yeah, like, when I hear, like, you know, comics, it's like, look, there's different versions of comedy, whatever. Whatever works for you is great, and I can understand, like, certain things, you know, being funny, whatever. But, like, when I hear, like, a comic that's, like, constantly, like, and then I crashed out, and then I fucked up, and then I did this, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
You know what's crazy about that type of comic, too, where it's, like, when they're, like, oh, if I'm not, if my life's not fucked up, then maybe I won't be funny.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're saying you're a prop comic.
Yeah.
And your prop is your shitty life.
Right, yeah.
And if we took that away, you wouldn't know how to, like, talk about the world.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's fun to make fun of yourself. I'm not against that. But when people are, like, almost manufacturing it to the detriment of their self, it's, like, thinking that's the only way to...
Yeah, when you think it's the only way, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times, I feel like you develop... That's probably you develop that sense of humor to be like, isn't this crazy?
Right, yeah. It's a coping mechanism. I mean, we're all doing coping mechanisms. Yeah, but, like, I've had to accept the fact that I was like, okay, that's not going to be... I'm not going to be able to do that. Like,
well,
I don't
also, I don't think that's
that
your
way.
Personality.
That's not my personality. Yeah. That's not the way I live. Like, even, like... to a certain degree of self-deprecation, I'm like, I'm just not.
You're not that guy.
I'm not.
You're
that
like, I pay
mess.
Too much for fades to be that guy. I'm out here looking too fresh and working out too much to hate myself. I better not, motherfucker. Yeah, I spent $2,000
I'm like,
keeping it.
Yeah, I'm like trying to have a good life.
You imagine?
Here.
You imagine leasing a Lexus and be like, this car sucks. You're like, no, I put so much time in this.
Yeah, I bought this so I could drive around and make fun of you.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to put on other stuff.
It's like, I want to keep people in my life and shit.
You know? Yeah, I'm trying to do comedy that still makes me able to be loved.
Yeah, legit, yeah. It's like, I had too much of just disarray in my first 5 to 15 years of life. That
totally.
I'm like, ah.
Yeah, done. You know. I do love one of those mess comedians. That'd be great, little blurb. It's like, Kenyon's new special, one of those mess comedians. Yeah. Jordan Fritcher.
One of those mess comedians. Like, that's what I'm going to start saying to people. Oh, you one of them mess comedians.
That's like such an unk take. That's such a from the back of the room. You one of the mess comedians.
Like, you one of them mess comedians. Just shit together. Do your taxes.
Yeah, talk about your roommates and how you can't afford it.
Go make your bed.
Oh, it's so
floss.
That's such a there's so many comments you could heckle by being like, floss.
Floss.
See if that fixes it.
Do your morning pages. Get it out.
Oh, shit. Dude, this is a fucking great episode. Thank you so much for being on. Anything you, a project you want to plug right now, or where can people find you?
Oh, yeah. Jordan Fisher, JourdanFisher. That's on, like, Instagram. Just go there, man. All the links are on there. You'll see me. I do a character on there called Gangster Chef. People like that shit. So watch the stand-up clips. Watch me cook. I have a podcast with Antonio Kareem called Brand New Homies. We have
hilarious
a lot of fun
guy.
On there. We're just shooting the shit just like this show right here. So, yeah, enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Check out Jordan. He's the fucking best. I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. I got road dates coming up in, like, I want to say, like, Rhode Island this Friday, West Virginia. I don't know exactly when this is coming out, but Punch Up Live in my Instagram bio. They're all there, and you can sign up to find out when I'm coming to your city.
Yeah, Kenyon Comedy on Instagram, and check out Post Moves every single Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And patreon.com/phone is in the bag. We'll see you over there. Bye.